Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today. Daytime highs approaching 50. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 14. Highs level off around 24. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies and dry. Sunday and Monday, upper teens. Sunday, mid-teens by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 26.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. In a unanimous vote to the Pittsburgh City Commission, they've approved a conditional use permit for an in-home daycare. It's been the center of controversy in one neighborhood. Julio Flores has more.
At yesterday's City Commissioners meeting, the conditional use permit for Play to Learn Childcare was a top agenda item. In-home daycare is allowed in residential areas in Pittsburgh, requiring a conditional use permit that is recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission and approved by the City Commission. But when the conditional use permit was discussed at a planning and zoning meeting in December, several neighbors came to voice their disapproval and concerns. That has been overruled by the City Commission approving the permit. I'm Lou Flores.
The Kansas Department of Commerce announced Wednesday that a company providing aviation services in South Central Kansas will expand and add jobs. AAR Corporation will invest up to $9.5 million to add 100,000 square feet to its workspace in Wellington, plus 100 new jobs. They hope to begin with the expanded capacity in April. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions, so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas has been awarded over $2.6 million in funding through the Federal Burn State Crisis Intervention Program, or SCIP, grant program. This funding supports innovative strategies and programs designed to reduce violent crime, target risk factors likely to lead to violence, and provide behavioral health crisis intervention services. The SCIP-funded projects are directed by the SCIP Advisory Board, and this 7-member board includes representatives from the courts, prosecutors, law enforcement officers, legal professionals, behavioral health providers, victim service providers, and members of the community. The board-approved funding includes projects that align with the purpose of the SCIP grant, and they are gun safety training programs, mobile technology for law enforcement officers to connect with behavioral health crisis co-responders, response protocols such as behavioral health providers responding with officers, the creation of and support of a multidisciplinary high-risk team, and implementation of domestic violence lethality assessment, and community violence intervention strategies utilizing a public health model. Additionally, the board approved funding for the evaluation of these projects to measure their effectiveness in reducing violent crime in Kansas. A total of $2,631,323 was awarded to 8 agencies in Kansas. In a groundbreaking effort to support entrepreneurs in rural Kansas, Network Kansas, in collaboration with the Patterson Family Foundation, has proudly announced the launch of the Interest Rate Reduction Initiative for Rural E-Communities. This initiative aims to reduce the financial burden of high interest rates and inflation on startup and growth-oriented businesses in rural areas, fostering entrepreneurship and economic development across 95 counties in the state of Kansas. Available from January 1st to December 31st, or until the funds are depleted, this one-time grant will work in tandem with Network Kansas, Grow KS, and eCommunity loan programs to lessen the effective total interest burden on loan recipients. High interest rates and inflation create significant barriers for entrepreneurs, particularly in rural areas where access to capital is often limited. By addressing this challenge, the Interest Rate Reduction Initiative allows business owners to allocate more resources toward growth, innovation, and job creation. And by reducing financing costs, the program empowers entrepreneurs to focus on scaling their businesses and creating local impact. Entrepreneurs can apply for a small business loan through Network Kansas, Grow KS, or the e-community loan process. Network Kansas reviews each loan application automatically for grant consideration, and once approved, grant funds will be disbursed in tandem with the loan dollars, directly reducing the interest rate on the participant's loan. The annual impact data, including business growth and employment stats, will be collected to measure the program's success, and only one grant per employer identification number, or EIN, can be awarded. For details on eligibility, the application procedures, or program benefits, you can visit networkkansas.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Director of Kansas Rural Development, Christy Davis, announced that Rural Development is funding 5 projects to expand access to domestic biofuels. The $2,262,500 investment is made through the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program, and biofuel construction projects will happen in 4 Kansas communities. Davis said by expanding access to homegrown biofuels, they're making long-lasting investments that will create new market opportunities and revenue streams for Kansas producers. Of the 5 projects locally, a $953,750 grant will help CCF Hayes Incorporated install 16 E15 dispensers, 16 E85 dispensers, 7 B20 dispensers, 2 ethanol storage tanks, and 2 biodiesel storage tanks at 2 fueling stations in Wilson and Hayes. This project is estimated to increase the amount of biofuel sold by 2,129,805 gallons per year. And a $531,000 grant will help Serves LLC install 6 E15 dispensers, 6 E85 dispensers, and 1 ethanol storage tank at 1 fueling station in Hayes. And this project is estimated to increase the amount of ethanol sold by 589,973 gallons per year. In Nebraska news, an Alda woman accused of stabbing her sister has been sentenced. According to Hall County District Court records, 24-year-old Julissa Trevino of Alda was sentenced on Wednesday to 5 years probation on 1 count of first-degree assault, though she previously faced additional charges of attempted first-degree murder, use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony, felony first-degree, and misdemeanor child abuse. An affidavit showed that Trevino assaulted her sister with a knife after an argument, resulting in her sister receiving several stitches. The victim said during the argument, Trevino walked across the kitchen and grabbed a butcher knife, stabbing her approximately 8 times. As part of the probation, Trevino must follow an extensive list of demands, including meeting all family responsibilities, refraining from breaking any law, and staying sober. Hastings Fire and Rescue battled a house fire Thursday morning, rescuing 2 men and a dog from the blaze. Just before 7 a.m., crews were sent to a house near West 12th Street and Baltimore Avenue for a 2-alarm fire, and when the crews arrived, 2 men were rescued from the fire and taken to Mary Lanning Health Care with unknown injuries. The fire department said a dog was also rescued, and the dog was given oxygen at the scene and taken to TLC Vet Care. Officials said in a press release that the dog continued to receive oxygen, as well as medication for smoke inhalation, and is currently doing well. According to Hastings Fire and Rescue, the fire was under control by 8:10 a.m., and the amount of damage and cause of the fire is still under investigation. However, investigators believe the fire had burned for some time and went unnoticed because of the lack of working smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. Hastings Fire and Rescue called the American Red Cross for mutual support, but the organization wasn't immediately able to respond, though several local citizens and businesses reacted by bringing hot drinks and food for the firefighters. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets today and Saturday.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, last week a pretty good tournament for you, the J.R. Durham Invitational, both girls and boys. Girls first place finish, four champions there. Boys second place with two champions. Let's start out with the girls, and what do you thought? What's your thoughts on that?
I thought our girls wrestled really well. It looked like we were in a lot better shape than a lot of the kids that we wrestled. We were really dominant on top, scored a lot of pins. Those bonus points really ended up helping us out because we were kind of sitting in the trail a lot of the day, and then we ended up the finals round. When we got into placements, we hopped up to first, and then we were able to fend off Lexington to win the tournament. Crowning four champions, which is a pretty good, awesome feat. At any tournament, especially a tough one like the Durham. So I was really happy with the way the girls wrestled.
And could you tell us a little bit about the championships with those four?
Kaysen started out, gave up a pretty quick takedown, but then after that she just dominated the rest of the match, got a takedown, I think pinned her in the first period. Our next one was Hallie. And she wrestled extremely well in a very close match. We ended up letting the Gonzalez girl up in the end of the middle of the third period and ended up getting a throw for a fall. So she wrestled extremely well against the returning 4A state champion and got a pin. Dally Braun was our next champion at 55, wrestled Jonna Ebner of Phillipsburg, and we just took her down, stacked her, and pinned her. About that time. She wrestled really well this week. I was really happy for her. And then Cadence Greason gave up two takedowns early at 190, and then we were able to take down, got a reversal, got a turn, and then she chose top, and we got another reversal to her back and got the fall. So I was really happy for Cadence, able to win that Durham bracket. They're really cool. Kids really like them, so I was really happy for the girls.
Other notes for those four champions is that Hallie named the outstanding wrestler of the tournament, plus Dally on her championship match, 14-second pin.
Yeah. So, yeah, we named them our outstanding wrestlers of the week. Hallie was outstanding wrestler, which is kind of, I don't know a good word for it, but kind of refers back to the Goodland tournament where we had beaten her again, and she got the outstanding wrestler, so I was really happy that we were able to get her that outstanding wrestler this time.
Now on the boys' side, on Saturday, a second place finish for them and the plus two champions, but it seemed like the boys were pretty dominant, like you mentioned, and the girls looked like they're in better shape than some teams.
Yeah, we were in a lot better shape, in my opinion. The last two matches, we may have lost the matches, but those kids couldn't walk. I think the Beloit kid made it to the corner and laid down. So I was really happy with our conditioning. We just got to work on some things technically, and I think we'll be okay in those two matches. But boys-wise, we've wrestled 10. Eight of them came home with a medal and some pretty wicked brackets. Caleb Kieswetter was super dominant all day. Pinned Xander Donner from Russell and was very dominant the whole match. Scored lots of points. Xander's a really good freestyle and Greco wrestler, so we did a great job staying out of the ties and was able to get the fall. He was our outstanding wrestler of the week. And then Brendan Fonensteel, coming back, wrestled great, was very dominant, had a nice lateral at the end of his match, almost got the fall but just ran out of time.
Speaking about that lateral and his sister, Hallie, that was the pinning combination that she used in her championship. Do you think maybe Brendan wanted to do the same?
I don't know. They were both really nice laterals. Hallie's, they landed pretty soft, but man, that Scott City kid landed flat. And you heard it. But we just weren't quite able to get the fall. But I was really happy for both of them. They wrestled really well.
Last week was good for you. Now let's talk about this week. The boys, the varsity side, will be traveling to Newton on Friday. Well, Thursday, but the Friday at 9 o'clock, that Newton Tournament of Champions start. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that tournament?
Newton Tournament of Champions is called the Tournament of Champions for a reason. We're the smallest school that goes, which is really kind of great for our kids. They can kind of go in under the radar, not have to worry about things, just go in there and wrestle their best. They'll see a lot of tough teams from 4A, 5A, 6A, and a couple from out of state, including Seneca, Missouri. But I'm really confident we're taking eight, and I'm really excited to see how these boys will compete against some of the best in the state of Kansas.
And also that tournament is on Saturday. Also, 9 o'clock start on Friday. Also, 9 o'clock on Saturday. And also on Friday, the junior varsity will travel to Hayes at 3 o'clock. What do you know about that tournament?
That tournament is a JV tournament. They run two gyms. So when you get there, you'll know which gym your student is in based on it'll say in the upper gym or lower gym on their bracket. It's a great opportunity for our kids to get good matches because there's a lot of teams there that we don't always see because out here a lot of teams don't have a lot of JV wrestlers. So it's good for our kids to be able to get a lot of matches. And it's also great for some of those kids that weren't quite ready for Newton because there's going to be some tough JV kids there that we're going to compete with and get some good matches in with.
On Saturday, you're going to send the girls right back to Hayes, and that's the Prairie Classic, and that's a varsity tournament. 9 o'clock start for you. What can you tell us about the Prairie Classic?
I'm really excited for our girls going to the Prairie Classic. Last year, a lot of teams weren't able to make it because of the weather, and I think this might be one of the toughest tournaments we go to. It's going to be great for them to see some of those big schools like Dodge City, Garden City, and Junction City, especially if they bring all their varsity squad. We're going to get to see some real tough girls and see kind of how we stack up all class. So I'm hoping we show up to compete and be ready to go.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best luck when you send a squad down to Newton Tournament of Champions, Friday the junior varsity in Hayes. That's the boys. And then on Saturday, varsity tournament for the girls, and that's at 9 o'clock. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to the wrestlers in their meets today and tomorrow. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School for lunch, you'll be having barbecue beef, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato fries, pineapple chunks, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be little smokies and mac and cheese or hamburgers, Chex snack mix, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be increasing clouds with a high near 50 and windy, with a north wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 14 and blustery, with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 24 and a north wind around 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 1 with a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 19 with a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around minus 1. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be partly sunny with a high near 13. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 32. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 41. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 38. Currently, with fair skies, it's 32 degrees. The humidity is 64%. The wind speed is northwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.52. The dew point is 21 degrees. And the current wind chill is 24 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23. It's time for Kansas sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker has had a little bit of trouble kicking since he's come back from IR after that knee surgery that he had mid-season. But special teams coordinator Dave Tobe spoke to the media this week and says he's really liked what he's seen from Butker this week in practice, and he's excited for him to get into the postseason play.
He had a really good day yesterday at practice. We're going to go outside today. He had a really good day inside yesterday, but we'll go out today, and I think he'll follow it up with another good day. He's he had surgery on that knee. We can't forget that. I mean, it was a minor surgery, but still, I think it lingered a little bit, because it's the plant leg that he collapses or whatever whatever we want to call that. So it's changed up things a little bit, but I think he's looked good, most recently.
The Chiefs take on the Texans in the divisional round of the playoffs Saturday. Kickoff is set for 3:30 p.m. from Arrowhead Stadium. You can watch it on ESPN and ABC, Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
ValleyVet.com. Cattlemen, now is a good time to add a Powder River tub and alley system to your handling facilities. Built tough for the long duration, you will appreciate the convenient features of Powder River equipment made in the USA since 1938. From slant bar feeder panels, heavy-duty gates and corral panels, to squeeze chute choices for the ranch, your cattle working hours will become more enjoyable and much more efficient. For tax planning purposes, many producers are now upgrading their cattle handling equipment as a prudent investment in their future operation. View the strong green line of Powder River equipment at ValleyVet.com. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.